It is being stated that Raz never contested my petition, which is a significant concern I previously highlighted, along with his challenge and the response from the Bexar County Democratic Party. Additionally, it is being circulated that he worked on cases in the district attorney's office for 35 years, only for it to be revealed that he was allegedly a photographer. If the truth is not being conveyed, how can we trust that our vote will ensure the justice of the peace leads with integrity and honesty? Kindly note that in the response letter from the Bexar County Democratic Party, paragraph 2, line 1 states, the deadline for the BCDP to disqualify a candidate from appearing on the ballot was Tuesday, December 9, 2025. This is 5 days following the submission of my petition dates on the 4th of December, 2025. On the 11th of December, 2025, Raz personally delivered his challenge against my petition signatures. There appears to be some confusion regarding the petition challenge submitted by Anna Campos. The letter accompanying the petition was signed by an individual named Nancy Crico, but it does not disclose any office title or position associated with her on the challenge letter. However, the response letter from the Bexar County Democratic Party is directed to Anna Campos. Please note that Raz personally submitted his petition on the 11th of December, 2025, which was beyond the 5-day deadline for the BCDP to disqualify a candidate. However, Anna Campos's petition challenge occurred on the 15th of December, 2025, significantly past the date when Raz challenged my petition. This is highly inconsistent with the rules of the Bexar County Democratic Party.